What's going on, guys? It's the Biggs Podcast, episode number 66. And today we're going to make our 2023 predictions on team totals and how we think the standings are going to play out. Our source here is going to be DraftKings. They set the over-under for team win totals on the season. I took all of those and I have them here in front of us. For tonight's panel, I start in Denver, Colorado. Jason, it's a sad day to be a Mets fan, but it's not even like a top 10 most sad day ever, right?
You're absolutely right. It's not the worst. I think stunning is the word we're looking for. We are stunned. We are flabbergasted. We can't believe this is happening. But you know what? Come June, when they're still rolling and they've won, 60 games or whatever it is, and we're doing just fine, they're going to be fine. He'll be back next year. Everybody just calm down.
All right. Calm down and be level-headed is Jason Ashby's advice here. I'll talk about it later on when we get to our team. And the guy who just is grinning like the Cheshire Cat right now because his team gets to reap the benefits after taking the division last year. Frank Bucco, how are you this evening, my friend?
I am wonderful. Wonderful. NL East champions. Thank you so much. I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this episode. This is going to be a lot of fun. So
this is always a really fun episode. We always get everybody's predictions and we see how everything plays out over the season. I actually already have Ben's. However, that was before the Diaz injury. So that's the only asterisk I'll put on it. And we'll see how it plays out. Okay. Let's go ahead and just get it out of the way and start with the NL East, since this is the division that's getting the most look right now due to the Diaz injury. And we're going to start with the division winning Atlanta Braves, who won 101 games last year. And essentially, all they did was run it back and add Sean Murphy, getting rid of William Contreras. They've still got some questions here as who plays left field, Vaughn Grissom at shortstop, and a fifth starter. And Michael Harris's second season. So, Frank, I'm going to give you the floor on your team here.
Okay, please do.
Where are they finishing in the division and over or under 94.5 wins?
Okay. Where they're finishing in the division is the obvious answer of first. Over under 94.5 wins. I'm going to take the over on that. The left field question, I really don't think it's a question anymore. Mm-hmm. I think Eddie Rosario is supplanted in left field, platooning with most likely Sam Hilliard, not Marcell Ozuna. Thank God for that.
Who's the five starter there this year, man?
Most likely is it's between a couple guys. Mm-hmm. If Soroka can get back and be healthy, it's probably going to be him. There's Dylan Dodd, who has pitched really well in the spring. Mm-hmm. He's competing for the fifth spot. And I mean,
I keep hearing this name, Jared Schuster. You know anything about him?
I know very little about him, but I know he's been a prospect of ours in the minors for a little while. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, honestly, I don't know much about him.
Okay. Somebody to look into here as things shape up. So you've got the over, and you've obviously got them winning the division. Jason, where are you at with it?
Man, this is tough. This is tough. But I'm going to say I'm going to have them winning the division, and here's why. Because if they do, well, then they do. But if they don't, then I feel really great.
He's playing both sides, folks. No. He's playing both sides. So 94 and a half is the number, Jason. Are you going over or under?
I am going to go over. I don't think they'll get the 101 that they got last year. I think maybe more like 97, 98, I could see. But I'll go over 94.5. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the division's going to be a lot closer. I don't think we have two 100-win teams and the 87-win Phillies this year. I think they get much closer together. That being said, I'll go ahead and take the Braves winning the division and the over, and I had it before the Diaz injury, so I'm gonna continue that here. Go ahead and give me the over. I think 96, 97 wins looks like a pretty safe bet, honestly. And I really want to look into this kid Schuster as like a late round dude in the bigs.
Yeah.
Ben had the under and had them finishing third before the Diaz injury. We'll let that play itself out, and I'll ask him if he wants to change anything. We'll move on to the New York Metropolitans. Now, the other day when I made this list, Edwin Diaz was perfectly healthy, and the number sat at 94.5, identical to the Braves. However, Edwin Diaz has moved the line, and he moved it 3 games. Jason, it is 91.5. Where do you have them finishing? And how, and over or under 91.5?
I saw them finishing second, and I still think they can do better than that. I'm gonna go over. Yes, the Diaz thing is crushing. Quintana is kind of a blow, but I still think that this team isn't built around Diaz. Like he is a star on the team, but I think they have the depth to at least weather it. Is David Robertson Diaz? No. Is Zach Britton going to be an answer? Probably not. But I don't think that they are that. I don't think it's that much of a deficiency that they're going to just like fall apart. So I'm going to take the slide over.
All right. Over and second place for Jason. Frank, 91.5. And where do you have our Mets finishing in the division?
I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to have them finishing second. I think the Diaz injury hurts you, but you have to get to that inning. The offense has to make it happen to get to that inning. You don't make it happen. You don't get to that inning. Diaz is not a factor.
What you're saying is that type of guy is a luxury. And
exactly.
This thing isn't for the makeup of the team. Right. What this is the heart of the team.
Right.
I have got the New York Metropolitans finishing under 91.5 wins, finishing third in the division this year. I think this just ripped the heart out of the team. You already had aging starting pitching and issues in that starting pitching with Quintana and Kodai Senga now, to where you're wondering who the 5 starter is going to be, Peterson or McGill. Well, now one of them's got to go to the pen. Fact. You need an arm in the pen now. Is it going to be Zach Britton? Are you going to go trade for David Bednar somehow? Like, what are you going to do to replace that guy? You're not. And the problem is that the rest of the team, I think, is going to suffer because of this injury.
But here's my one rebuttal is last year the Phillies, I feel like kind of had this kind of dynamic too, right? Where like, I mean, they traded for David Robertson. David Robertson was their closer. They didn't really have that star closer, and they made it all the way to the World Series. Yes, this is a gut punch, but guys like Lindor, Eduardo Escobar, Nimmo, these guys, they know what this is. And I don't think that they're not going to hang their head low. They're not just going to be like, that's it. They're going to keep fighting. They're going to fight it for Diaz. I still believe in this team.
Every fourth and fifth day, you're getting, you know, 2 former Cy Young winners to go out there and pitch at least 6 to 7 innings for you, if not more.
Unless Scherzer's back pops up or Scherzer's back pops up or Verlander pops up. Like, listen, here's the thing about this. This is just the most recent, most Mets thing to happen to the Mets since the Mets began Metsing. Okay? We want to talk about Jerry Blevins, who broke his arm on a comebacker and then re-broke his arm stepping off of a curb 6 weeks later when he was getting ready to come back? Do we want to talk about Juaner Sanchez, who got injured in a taxicab accident? Do we want to talk about Bobby Bonilla's contract, the 06 and 07 and 08 seasons? This team is cursed.
If you want to.
Period. This team has a problem that money alone can't fix. And what you had was a real captain of this team in Lindor, and he was rallying these guys around this team. And Edwin Diaz was a really big part of that. A really big part of that. The fucking trumpets and all of the fanfare that exists. The Mets don't get to hear that once this year. Never. It doesn't happen this year.
Do you think that this puts a negative light on people playing in the WBC now?
So I looked into this. In 2017, Seth Lugo strained his UCL, and we missed him for 2 months, by the way, in case you forgot that one. Oh, I bet you did. So I'm not going to say that this is something that the WBC needs to stop. I'm also not of the feeling like, let's play it after the season, because if they get hurt there, then you're even more mad. Or if they should be having surgery instead of playing in the WBC, but they're playing in the WBC, you're going to be... Look, this thing happens once every 4 years. Just let it happen.
Okay.
This shit happens. It's bad. I'm more concerned about this Diaz injury for the impact it has on the team structure and the team's emotionality.
I personally think that it's time for the rest of your team to put up or shut up.
I mean,
the rest of our bullpen.
Buck isn't
going
to let them just flop. Like,
right.
Buck, you know, if this was, you know, Callaway or, you know, whatever, like, you know, then yeah, I'd be really concerned. But having Buck Showalter at the helm, knowing that Steve Cohen can buy whoever the fuck he wants, like,
money can't create a chemistry, Jason. Like, yeah, that's the point here, is that you can throw all of the money you want at this problem, but you're not going to make a team makeup. You're just not going to do it.
No. I mean, I
could argue all day on this. Let's move on from my team.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a migraine. Shout out to Mike Haber, who's out ill with one today.
Love Mike Haber.
Best for you, buddy. Let's move on to those NLCS appearing Philadelphia Phillies and those World Series. God, they get to raise a pennant this year, and that's dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. They won 87 games last year. They lost Bryce Harper until the All-Star break, brought in Gregory Soto, Taijuan Walker, and, of course, the giant pieces. Trey Turner is now leading off there. And yet somehow this number is only 88.5. Frank?
That's terrible. I mean, the lineup is really good. I think the concern might be the pitching staff, to be honest. I mean, Nola and Wheeler are good as a 1-2. But then again, Zach Wheeler is night and day.
He's been really good the last 2 years. I'm gonna stand up for Zach Wheeler there.
He'll have that start, and then he'll have that blow up start where he gives up 6 runs in the first inning. And, you know, Ranger Suarez is decent. Taijuan Walker, we all know, is really good, like, for the first half of the season.
That's the scary one, right?
Yeah, and then who's the fifth starter? The kid?
That's one of the questions I have for them is, who's the fifth starter? Bryson Stott is playing second base. And, Jason, I'm going to ask you this one because it was about this time last year that we were looking at the Phillies bullpen with Jerry Sfamilia and Brad Hand and these same two guys that we're talking about with Alvarado and Sir Anthony Dominguez. And we were talking about how great this bullpen could be. And I just kept asking, how is that bullpen any different than the previous bullpen with Archie Bradley or any of the others, like Brandon Workman and any of the other schmucks they brought in? So here's the question I have to ask. How is this bullpen with Craig Kimbrell, Gregory Soto, Sir Anthony Dominguez, and Jose Alvarado any different than any of the other bullshit bullpens that we've seen over the last 5 years in this city?
The only thing I'll say is that Kimbrell has at least a track record of being a dominant closer. So, mm-hmm. like, he at least gives some credibility to the bullpen, I think. And Alvarado is, you know, he's still an electric thrower. Like, he throws up, you know, he throws gas. So mm-hmm. that plays. I think the addition of Matt Strom, I think, is a little bit underrated too. He's not going to bid for a closer, but like he will help bridge the, you know, the sixth to the ninth. You know, he will help bridge that gap. I don't think it's very different in terms of structure, like what you're saying, but I don't think it's a bad bullpen.
Okay. So the number sits at 88.5. That's only a game and a half better than they were last season. Where do you have them finishing in the division, and over or under, Jason?
Definitely finishing third. What was it, 88.5?
88.5.
Yeah, these three teams are going to be so close, I think. I'll take the slide over. I can see a 90-win season out of this team.
Okay. Frank, over or under 88.5, and I assume you have them finishing third.
Yeah, of course. I have them finishing third, and I'm going to take the under on 88.5.
Wow, not believing in that pitching staff to that degree that it'll
I don't believe that the heart of that team until he comes back after the All-Star break is going to make a difference.
Gotcha.
I think they're missing that piece.
88.5 is such a low number for a team that has Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, a bounce back from Nick Castellanos, and still have half a year from Harper.
For the whole year. Like,
exactly.
He's going to be there.
I have them finishing second in the division, and I have them have them over 88.5. I think 90 to 92 is a safe bet here. Ben has them winning the division, for what it's worth. Again, before the Diaz injury, so I don't know if that would affect his outcome. But that being said, he has the Phillies, Mets, and Braves as his 1-2-3. Mine is Braves, Phillies, Mets, and you guys both have Braves, Mets, Phillies as your top three. So that brings us to the fourth team in the NL East, the Miami Marlins. They won 69 games last year and brought in Luis Arraez, Gene Segura, offloaded Pablo Lopez. But I still ask the same questions. Who's driving in the runs? Is the defense any good? Who the hell is closing? And is the trio of Edward Cabrera, Jesus Luzardo, and Trevor Rogers going to be good? Frank, let's start with you. Over or under 76.5 wins? And where do you have them finishing?
Under. Okay. Under 76.5.
Okay.
And I have them finishing fourth in the division because Washington's awful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plain and simple. Jason, same questions here. 76.5 is the number. And do you have them finishing fourth or fifth?
Boy, you know, it actually is a lot tougher for me than I thought, because I don't like that lineup at all. I don't like that offense at all. And if the pitching, if anything happens to Luzardo, if anything happens to Cueto, like they're fucked. Mm-hmm. They got no bullpen. At least like the Nationals, like at least have some things going for them. Neither one of these teams. I guess the Marlins have to finish fourth. I gotta go to the Marlins fourth, but it's gonna be close. I'll take the under.
Under 76.5 and finishing fourth. I have the same. All four of us so far have taken the under and sitting at fourth for the Miami Marlins. And I think for the same things that we're saying, like, I think we are discrediting the Marlins offense maybe just a little bit, because Jorge Soler, maybe he's healthy and actually does something. Avisail Garcia, maybe he's healthy and maybe he does something. Like, if one of those guys is even a competent baseball player, that'll win them a couple of games.
Luis Arraez was a batting champion, no?
They have five leadoff hitters in that lineup. Like, that's, I know. This is not good construction.
Just saying, I mean, you gotta throw some credit there. I mean, the guy was a batting champion.
Sure.
I mean, Gene Segura is a solid player, even though he's probably going to play third base.
Half of these dudes can be traded by the deadline.
Oh, that's absolutely. The other point, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's going to be a fire sale before the All-Star break.
Well, speaking of fire sales, we've seen it over the last couple of years from the Washington Nationals. They got rid of Soto. They got rid of Harper. They got rid of Rendon. They got rid of Scherzer. They got rid of – the only guy left standing is Patrick Corbin because Strasburg is just hurt.
Yeah,
They won 55 games last year.
Wow,
that's they're over under. Obviously, you guys have them finishing last in the division. So do Ben and I. The over under is 60.5. 60. Frank,
under
and finishing last. Jason,
yeah. I will take the slide over. I do like some of these upcoming guys. I like Lane Thomas. I like CJ Abrams. I like Luis Garcia, Kybert Ruiz. I like this offense. I think Dom Smith is an interesting piece here too, because I think like a fresh start with a team that has no expectations is a good way to get him back on track. So yeah, I will take the over, but definitely finishing last.
You have the over with Ben. I'm with Frank on the under. I think this is the worst. I think this is going to be the second worst team in baseball.
No,
we'll get to the other one later.
I can't wait to find out who the worst team in baseball is going to be.
I think you could figure it out. We're going to move to the NL Central, gentlemen. The NL Central's reigning champion is those St. Louis Cardinals. And they won 93 games last year. They didn't really have an active offseason in so much as they just went out and got Wilson Contreras to replace Yadier Molina because – reasons. And the questions I have for them this upcoming season, I just started listing names. Walker, Nootbaar, Carlson, Donovan, Yepes, Gorman, O'Neill, DeYoung. That's eight guys. I did not name Tommy Edman, Wilson Contreras, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. That's the four.
Uh-huh.
You need five more out of these eight guys. I don't know who plays. I have no idea who plays. The over-under for this season, guys, is 88.5. It's the same number as the Phillies. Frank, we'll start with you.
Under.
And where are they finishing in the division?
I still think they're going to finish first in the division.
They're going to win the division with less than 89 wins.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting here. Jason, where are you at with them?
First and over. This team is built to win. They have all those guys. But you know what that means? Is that Paul Goldschmidt can get hurt and they'll be just fine. Like, Arenado can get hurt and they'll be just fine. Like, they have – I mean, those guys aren't replaceable, but, like, they have the depth to cover something catastrophic that happens. This team is built to win. They're going to win at least 90 games, finishing first by a large margin, I think.
I think it'll be at least
six positions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a really versatile team. We're going to see it. I don't know that I particularly like to own any more than like one guy on the Cardinals out of this group. Other than Donovan, who plays everywhere. Like Donovan has his value for his own reasons. But out of the other group of guys, there's only one name I'm really going at. I think the rest are just caught in this little like mesh that I think they're all just going to eat each other for playing time. That being said, they're a better real life baseball team than they are going to be a fantasy asset. Yes. I have them way over 88.5. I think they could win 95 to 100 games if everything breaks right, especially in this division. They're winning this division. Ben's with me on the over and the one. Shout out to Brian Lebo. We've got your boys finishing first, and all of us but Frank think they're going to be an 88-win team. To the Milwaukee Brewers, they won 86 games last year and went out and got William Contreras, Jesse Winker, and Abraham Toro. There are a few questions on the team, but we all seem to think they're going to take a step back. So the number on the team is 85.5. Jason, I'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate this team. I feel like they're a very middle of the road team. Like Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff. I like Freddie. I've always liked Freddie Peralta. So like to me, those are like a big three. This offense is confusing, I think. But if it breaks right, they could do well. I do think they'll finish second in the division. Mm-hmm. What was it?
85.5
85.5 I'll take the slide over. They won 86 games last year?
They did win 86 last year.
Yeah, I could see that again.
Okay. All right. Frank, it's 85.5 and where do you have them finishing in the division?
I'll take the same stance as Jason, and I think they're going to finish second in the division, and I think they're going to win over 85 games.
Okay. Ben and I both have the under here. We don't like this team to succeed. I at least I'm of the understanding that this team is going to finish second because there's no one else there yet. There's no one else to like take this team down. So I do have them finishing second, but I've got them under. I could see this being like the Cardinals win a shit ton of games and finish this division like bare minimum 5-6 up, but that could be 12-15 games ahead. Yeah. Right? We could see them run away with this division completely.
So they win the Brewers division
somewhere. Everybody else, like the Brewers are right around 500, maybe a little over, and then everybody else is under 500. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Okay. That'll bring me to the Cubs then, who won 74 games last year. And it didn't feel like they were all that good, but that's fairly close to 500. They went out and got Dansby Swanson, Jameson Taillon, Cody Bellinger. And the only questions I really have are the five starter and whatever their DH situation is, which is currently apparently Edwin Rios. Frank, the Cubbies, 77.5 is the number. Over or under?
Over.
And where are they finishing?
Third.
Yeah, I have the same thing, man. I like the pitching staff, but not as much as anybody else. And I like the offense better than the Brewers, I guess.
The offense is better. I mean, Christopher Morel is good. I mean, Patrick Wisdom is a nightmare, but I mean, that's obvious. Mm-hmm. You know, Bellinger could have a bounce back season. Dansby obviously signed a big contract going over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Ian Happ is always a solid piece that's on that team. I mean,
they're going to get young real quick. They've got a lot of young outfield prospects that are coming. So Ian Happ, Cody Bellinger, those two guys could get traded at the deadline if they're good. Jason, 77.5 is the number. You seem to like the Cubbies a little bit here this year.
Yeah. Again, very confused by what they did this offseason. And I think a good deal of what is going to happen with them rests on the health of Seiya Suzuki. Mm-hmm. Because that's why right now Edwin Rios is listed as the DH, because Suzuki is going to start the year on the injured list most likely. If he comes back and he can be healthy, then yeah, like this offense looks a little bit more legit. Definitely finishing third, 77.5.
Yes.
I will. Yeah, this team is better than it was last year, so I'll take this slide over on that too.
Over and finishing third. I have the same thing. Ben actually has them finishing ahead of the Brewers this year. Wow. So if everything breaks right, I could see it. One or two bad injuries to the Brewers, and all of a sudden things are more interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that the Brewers can finish over 500. I think the Cubs could finish just slightly under 500, which would put them right above this number, 78, 79, 80 wins, and they're finishing third.
Yeah.
That'll bring us to the Cincinnati Reds. Frank, they won 62 games last year. I didn't even give you the number.
I don't care.
The number is 65.5.
Under by a lot.
Under by a lot. Are they finishing last or fourth?
Yes, they're finishing dead last.
Jason. Jason, I'm not the only one now who is on record saying the Pittsburgh Pirates will not be the worst team in even their own division.
I don't agree with that at all.
65.5 is the number. Where do you have them finishing, Jason?
Definitely finishing fourth. I don't believe in the Pirates one bit. And How many did they win last year?
62, the same number as the Pirates.
I don't hate this team. Like,
they should just rename
it. I love that you keep having to justify it. Like, yeah, Will Myers is a guy. And what? Spencer Steer can be a thing. And
Johnny India and Nick Senzel. And
the ballpark. And
I'm going to take the slight over. I'm going to take the over on them.
He's going to take the over and have him finishing fourth. Yeah. Yeesh. Oh. I am finishing fifth. I think them and the Nationals will be the two worst teams in the National League. And the Pirates will be right there. But this is a team that I could see losing 100 games. And maybe even more. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If the whole reason they can't lose 100 games is predicated on a Jonathan India, who, let's be real here for a second, he's not Jose Altuve. He's not a superstar. He's just going to be like a nice everyday player.
Yeah. Right? He had a nice rookie season.
Yeah. And like, he's just going to be a nice everyday player. He's not going to carry a team.
He had a nice rookie season when no one else did.
Right. Fine. My question is, who in the actual fuck is pitching for this team in that ballpark?
Hunter Green.
Jason Mike. It's that guy. It's Nick Lotolo.
Yep.
And then what? Ass hat. Luke Weaver.
Wow. Really?
Come on, Jason. This is a really bad team, bro.
The Pirates aren't much better. I don't understand. Who on the Pirates is better?
What if I told you that DraftKings had the Pirates for 68.5 wins this year?
No.
He's taking the under. They're obviously finishing fifth. Frank, this is an interesting number here, though. It's 68.5. It's still a bad team. There's no argument here.
But they're better than the Reds.
Okay. Over or under 68.5?
Oh, under. But they're still better than the Reds.
Okay. I'm rooting for a 69th win for the Pirates this year. Let's go, baby. 69 for the Jolly Roger. Let's go. I'm going to take the over.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over. They're going to finish fourth. They're going to be better than you think. I was saying the same thing about my Orange Birds. I was saying the same thing about the Tigers, and the Tigers was dead wrong.
The Tigers are awful.
All right. I have it as the Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Pirates, Reds. Jason, Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Reds, Pirates. Frank, the same as me. Ben has it the same as – actually, no. Ben has it Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, Reds, Pirates.
Wow.
He's got the Cubs finishing a surprising second and fighting for a wild card, perhaps.
He loves Joey Votto.
To the NL West, gentlemen. We'll start with that team who won those 111 games last year. and then they just like let a whole bunch of dudes walk. They brought in Miguel Rojas and David Peralta. That's their offseason. Is
JD
those
Martinez.
And Noah Syndergaard.
And JD Martinez.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of questions in their outfield. I have a bunch of questions in their pitching staff. I don't think I'm alone in thinking that the Dodgers will take a step back. Frank, the number was 111 for their wins last year. The number is 95.5. Over or under?
I think that's an over. That's a safe bet.
Okay. Where do you have them finishing this year, though?
Second.
Okay. You think they're taking that step back, at least?
Yeah.
So 97 wins doesn't win them the division, is what you're thinking?
No, because Slam Diego is going to win the division.
Jason, here we are with this conundrum. I saw you had quite the reaction to this number.
Yeah,
95.5.
Yeah, because I am pegging them to finish second, and I think it's not as much of a step back for them as a step forward for the Padres. Like, now that they're going to have a mostly full season of Tatis, a full season of Juan Soto with Machado. That team is finishing first. Unless the Dodgers pull something out of their hat to, improve where they lacked, someone better than David Peralta. No. Dodger defense in second. But
Trace Thompson's a guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is. what was it? 95 and a half, you said?
95 and a half. It's a mean number.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take the under.
You're with Ben on this.
Wow. Yeah.
Ben took the under. They are. We all have them finishing second. So shout out to James McCloskey, our Dodgers fan. He also, I believe, has them finishing second in the division this year. So for what it's worth, there's a lot of folks that are thinking this is a down year for the Dodgers. And somehow it might. And listen, the number might end up being 95. Right. And then we're all just going, oh, well, you lost on the half. Well,
right.
And it's a down year for the Dodgers that they won. Right. And games.
I'm still pegging a 90 win season. Like, I'm not saying that they're going to fall apart, you know, but I just, I they definitely lost pieces and did not refill it. So,
right.
Yeah.
And the team that did refill the offseason is those aforementioned Slam Diego Padres. They went out and signed Xander Bogaerts after striking out with Aaron Judge. And there are a couple of questions I have, though, and they only exist in the rotation. Who are the 4 and 5 starters? Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Nick Martinez are the three options there. But with Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, and Blake Snell, I don't think they're going to have too many losing streaks. The number that they won last year was 89. And if we're honest, I think that's a pretty disappointing number. They also didn't have Tatis at all last year. They also didn't have Xander Bogaerts at all last year because he played in Boston. So we recognize that this team is going to get substantially better. What if I told you the number was lower than the Dodgers? Ooh, 93 and a half, Frank.
Over. Over.
Over and the division, shall we say.
Over and the division, yes. First
Jason.
Place. Yeah, I had them over – the Dodgers over under.
I feel like it's a 100-win team. Should everything go right? And, you know, this feels like we're all going to look foolish at season's end.
Even if it's 98. Like,
and
like,
Josh Hader's still closing there. And
Robert Suarez, they signed. Yeah. They still have Luis Garcia. They still have a bunch of dudes there. It looks like a low number. And I feel like if you're listening to this, go bet that one. That one feels like the one we're most positive of, right?
Yeah.
Padres 94-plus wins and the division.
Yep.
All right. The San Francisco Giants were a perfect 500 last year at 81-81. Well, the number is 81.5, boys. Are they going to finish over or under 500?
Oh, my God.
Jason Ashby, this is where Michael Conforto and J.D. Davis and Wilmer Flores all exist. They also went out and got Taylor Rogers, Ross Stripling, Sean Manaea, and Mitch Haniger. The only two questions are third base and catcher on this team. So what are you thinking? Is this an above 500 team or a below 500 team? Where do you have them finishing in the division?
This is tough. Because – This division is tiered, absolutely, right? You have the top two, and then what do you do with these other three? I'm going to have them finishing fourth.
Okay.
There are some good pieces on this team, but I don't think that they're there. I don't think that they're quite there with this team. I don't like this offense. It's very platoon heavy. So everybody's got to be just right, and that's a lot to ask for. Brandon Crawford is old as shit.
95.
He's falling apart. I'm gonna go under. I think they're a sub 500 team.
Under and finishing fourth, was it?
Yes.
Okay, Frank, where do you have them finishing? And over or under 81.5?
I have them over 81.5.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And, but not far over.
Yeah.
Not far over.
They could be 82 and 80.
Yeah, exactly. And I have them finishing third.
All right. Wow. Ben and I both have them going under 500 and under this number. Ben is with you, Frank, at them finishing third. Jason, I'm with you, man. This might be a bad team.
Yeah. So that brings me to they're going to trade pieces off. This is not a good team.
No, they could trade a couple of pitchers, and it would be not all that bad for them. So that brings us to our baby snakes, and we like the baby snakes this year. They're much like the Tigers last year, the Blue Jays and White Sox a couple of years ago. You know, this is that team that we're like, that's going to be good in another year or two. So they won 74 games last year, being as bad as they were. And now they're adding a bunch of interesting pieces. Corbin Carroll for a full season, Lourdes Gurriel and Gabriel Moreno in the Varsho trade. The questions I have are the back end of the pitching staff. Who else was it?
Evan Longoria,
right. Our questions are the back end of the bullpen, the back end of the rotation. We like the rotation, but it's unproven.
Yeah.
So DraftKings is asking you whether or not they're going to win as many games as they did last year. The number's 74.5. Jason.
They will be over, and they will be finishing in third.
All right.
I mean, look, they could easily not be ready and fall apart and be terrible. But right now on paper, I like this team. They're exciting. They're fun. They're young. They're hungry. Put them in third.
Okay. Frank, do you also share the excitement on the baby snakes and over or under 74.5?
I do not share the excitement on the baby snakes, but I do share the fact that they're going to win over 74.5 games.
And yeah, I assume you have them finishing fourth or fifth.
Yes. Fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to root for this. I'm going to root for the over. I'm going to root for them to finish third, and I'm going to root for them to push a wild card here. I'm looking at the rest of this and Braves, Mets, Phillies might all be in, and then Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks might be in. It's going to be between them and the dudes in the Central that aren't the Cardinals, right?
Right.
That's what we're going to fight here. So I'm actually going to have them take this step and root for this team. Go get yourself a wild card and then get bounced by somebody in the first round, but that's okay. Jason, this will bring us to your Colorado Rockies. They won 68 games last year, and they brought in Mike Moustakas.
Yeah, they did.
Well, the number is a slight step back at 65.5.
I'll take the over, just assuming a full season of Chris Bryant. I think Moustakas can provide something playing in Coors as long as he's healthy. But this team is finishing dead last.
Yeah. Frank.
Yep.
The Rockies, 65.5. You obviously have them finishing last.
Sure. How many starts would we say Germán Márquez gets it away from Coors Field?
Probably 15.
All right. I'll give him the over.
Over. All right.
The over.
All right. Over 65.5 for Frank. I've got the under, guys, and I don't think this is going to come that close. Look at how often they have to play the Padres and the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Those teams are all vastly superior. And who in the name of hell is pitching for the Rockies other than Germán Márquez and I guess Kyle Freeland? He's not on the team anymore.
Oh, wow.
Chad Kuhl is not on the team anymore.
Lord.
Jose Urania is there. There's nothing here. There is nothing here. 60 wins. They might be worse than the Pirates. Because if something does happen to Chris Bryant again, and there's no reason for him to ball out to win 63 games again. Just try again next offseason when Brendan Rodgers comes back from his shoulder or whatever. The team's bad, and it's just a bad organization. 60 wins under, finishing last. That will conclude the National League. Gentlemen, we're going to move to the American here. We'll start with those New York Yankees. Mike Haber, hello. They won 99 games last year. 99 games last year. And they brought in Carlos Rodon. They re-signed Aaron Judge. They brought back Anthony Rizzo. They brought back Frankie Montas and Josh Donaldson. And they have a ton of middle infielders. And Tommy Canley's hurt. And now Rodon's hurt. And now Montas is hurt. And now the number sits at 94.5.
Oof.
Mike Haber, I love you, man. We'll get to where I feel on this. Frank, 94.5. Where do you have him finishing?
Under.
Under. And where do you have him finishing?
Third.
Third in the division.
Wow.
Ooh-wee, what a bad season for the Yankees. Yep. Yikes.
Mike Haber, I love you. But
big old step back. Jason, 94.5.
That's not a step back. That's like they just fell. I am going to take the under, but I think they'll finish second.
Under and second. I have it the same, although I don't think it needs to even be a 90-win season for this to pay. And if I'm honest, I can see a way that it does break the way Frank's saying. And if Cashman's going to lose his job, it would have to be something like that. Uh-huh. It would have to be like they get 83 wins out of this team and they finish third and don't make the playoffs.
A bunch of veterans and Aaron Judge, like, and mm-hmm. and Rodon, who I don't know.
Already hurt. Yeah. Like he has a history of arm things.
Yeah, there's enough grenades in this roster that third is certainly possible. But right now, I'm pegging them for second. But yeah, it could happen.
And let's not sell the idea. Let's not undersell the loss of Harrison Bader as well. And you gave up Jordan Montgomery for that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Jordan Montgomery looks really good in this rotation now. But no, you gave up him to the Cardinals too, because they needed that guy on top of their rotation. Cool. Thanks.
But they got the $1 million left-hander who's hurt.
The Toronto Blue Jays finished second in the division last year, 92 wins. They went out this offseason. They traded for Dalton Varsho. They signed Chris Bassett. They traded away Teoscar Hernandez and got a piece for the bullpen. A couple of questions. Anything happens to Jordan Romano? They're kind of up Schitt's Creek like we are right now. But the offense appears to be a bit more balanced now. They added three bats in the offseason that are left-handed. Varsho, Kiermaier, and Brandon Belt as a really sneaky, underrated DH lefty.
Wow.
Jason, I'm going to give you the floor on this one because I think I know what your answer is. The over-under is 91.5.
Oh, yeah. Way over. They also added Chris Bassett to the rotation, which I think is a very nice signing for them. I think their bullpen is deep enough. Eric Swanson is decent enough. Jimmy Garcia is decent enough. I feel like their bullpen is structured very much like ours. So, like, yes, if anything happened to Romano, it'd be the same situation where they would be okay. It wouldn't be amazing, but they would be fine. This team is finishing first place. Their offense is incredible. The pitching staff is great. There's not a whole lot of holes in this team. So they're finishing first, well over that 91.5.
Yeah. I this is the second most obvious one that I'm slam dunking is the over on the Blue Jays at 91.5. Frank, are you with us on the over?
Absolutely.
And where do you have them finishing in the division?
First.
Okay. They're winning the division. For what it's worth, Ben has the under and them finishing second. He also has the Yankees under and winning. So he's got this division a lot closer, and the team is much more clumped together in the middle. I think the Blue Jays can do a lot more damage in this division this year. I could see Vlad Guerrero going off for an MVP here. It's just one of those makings that if it's going to be a season that we've been waiting on for like 3 or 4 years with this team now, this is the one.
Yeah.
That said, My Tampa Bay Rays, shout out to Chris Levy, big Tampa Bay Rays fan.
Yes.
They won 86 games last year. They went out and signed Zach Eflin and didn't really do anything for their offense of note. They just sort of let their dudes age and see what they have. So they've got a bunch of platoons again. I feel like this is the San Francisco Giants of the American League. 86 games winning last year, their number, Frank, 88.5, over or under?
Under.
Under? Do you have them finishing where?
Fourth.
Fourth in the division?
Yes.
That is a bad season for them. They might not even finish over 500 for you. For you then, huh?
I don't see it.
You don't see it? Is it the pitching staff? Like,
even though the pitching staff is decent, like, Kevin Cash plays, just does dumb shit and lets people only pitch four innings. And then it's like, hey, where's Ryan Yarbrough or Jalen Beeks or guy A, B, C, D, or E, or F? Like, how many innings is he going to pitch today? Like, it's like a little league team. Mm-hmm. You can't, you can only pitch four innings, Johnny. You got to come out because your arm's going to hurt you and your mom's going to get mad. Like, no, that sucks.
Can't see a lineup a third time, little Johnny.
No, you can't. And Tyler Glass now is hurt again. Like, no.
You know, I did have them going over initially when I did this. But I don't know that I see it. Jason, where are you at?
Yeah, I think they will see again. It's like the NL West. Like, the top two teams are obviously the top two teams, and these three are kind of like really close, I think. I will say I'll have them finish third because I think that the talent is there no matter how they piece it together. I think there is enough talent in this team to win. What was the number?
88.5.
It'll be under that. Under that.
All right. Under and third. That's also how I have it. Ben is actually with you, Frank. He's got the under and finishing fourth. And I could see it. This is the interesting team. This is the surprise team in the American League last year. They are my Orange Birds. You know, I loved me some Orange Bird last year. 83 wins out of those Birds last year. That is impressive for a team that literally had no pitching. Yeah. There was just a bad run of starters out there, and it didn't get a whole lot better this offseason. They didn't go get anybody in the offseason. They just sort of let it age and added Kyle Gibson.
Instead of Jordan Lyles.
Exactly. Yeah. So Grayson Rodriguez is stepping in. Kyle Bradish is another year older. In the lineup, the new pieces are Gunnar Henderson, and I guess Kyle Stowers is actually going to get a look here at some point because they didn't go out and get an outfielder. The number of guys is actually less than they had last year by a considerable margin. So we like the Orange Birds, right?
Frank,
76.5 is the number.
Wow.
Over. Second place.
They're having a huge year for Frank.
Wow.
Now I'm going to defend it.
Let's go.
Anthony Santander, amazing. Okay. Austin Hayes is an excellent player. Obviously, Adley behind the plate, he's fantastic. I mean, Ryan Mountcastle's a person. And they're a gritty team. I don't care if Kyle Gibson's pitching. I mean, for Christ's sake, Kyle Gibson once pitched to a under 3.35 ERA. Okay. On a shitty Phillies team at the time, who didn't have a Schwarber and a Castellanos and a this and a that. And I mean, they moved the fence back in Camden Yards.
Yes, now. They did.
So, I mean, I really feel that they're going to go out there and with the talent that they have, unless they're sold off at the deadline. I mean, I really believe it. I really believe that they're second place team and they're a possible wild card team.
Yeah. I mean, if they're finishing second in the East, they're a wild card team. They're going to the playoffs. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a huge leap forward. I think you might be a year early on this as is where I'm at. That's fine. That's fine. Jason, where are you at with this one? 76.5. They're not respecting the Orange Birds.
No.
Yeah. I think these three bottom teams are going to be so close together. I'm going to take the over, but I do think they'll finish fourth.
Over finishing fourth.
This pitching staff just scares me because
the pitching staff's really good.
Their pitching staff's not good. Their starting rotation is not good.
No, but the kids are good. Tyler Wells is good. Spencer Watkins is good.
Kyle Bradish might be a thing. That's about the only guy. Listen, we liked the Orange Birds. Liked. That's the word. It's a D. It was a really nice story last year, and I loved going to Camden Yards at the end of the year to see my Orange Birds play. And it's a really young team on the come, and they're an exciting team. I am gonna love watching them this year. They're going under. They're probably going to win 72 to 75 games, and that's okay. This division is very fucking hard to succeed in. They have to develop pitching in order to beat this number, and they just don't have it right now. That's okay. You can still watch this team and love the Orange Birds and recognize that they're still a year or two away. Their offense, it's so young. It's so young. They've still got four more top bat prospects coming. They've still got four more coming, or they're going to go trade for pitching. So they're coming. Maybe it'll be this year. And if Adley goes out and becomes an MVP, and Gunnar Henderson goes and wins a Rookie of the Year, and Santander hits 30 homers, and, you know, Mountcastle hits 290, yes, it can pay, and it can absolutely pay all the way to a wild card. That's their ceiling. They hit like 83% of what their possible outcome was last year.
I personally think they're a better team than Tampa.
Yeah, and they might be. They might be.
I think they're better.
I'm just not going to bet on it.
No, but
I'm going to take the under. I'm going to say that the young kids have fun this year and they're going to be fun to watch again. But realistically, they're going to take a step back. They played way over their fucking head.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with doing that. That shows all the promise in the world. This is the Blue Jays from a couple of years ago. This is the White Sox from a couple of years ago. We're going to love this team's development over the next 2 years. But let's pump the brakes on they're going to push 500, guys. They're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying by taking the over. 77 is 77 and 85?
That's, I believe in it.
Okay. Okay.
This is as much as you got to believe in the
Oh, I have them finishing fourth for what it's worth. I don't think they're finishing last, but I do have them finishing fourth, which brings us to the White Sox. I'm sorry, the Red Sox, who won 78 games last year, let Xander Bogaerts walk, went ahead and got Justin Turner, Kenley Jansen, Chris Martin, and Masataka Yoshida. Did I miss anybody?
Adam Duvall.
That's right, the outfielder. The questions I have.
Runs there once.
Yeah. He led the league in RBIs 1 year.
That's true.
Yeah. The questions I have, who are the 3, 4, and 5 starters behind Sale and Kluber? Pivetta and Whitlock and
Garrett Whitlock is pretty good when he's healthy.
Yeah, on what size of a sample are we talking about? Like lifetime? I think he has 120 innings. Like,
okay, but I mean,
pump the brakes.
That's why they're in fifth.
I like Tristan Casas. I do like Tristan Casas this year. I think he's a nice sleeper. The number this year, gentlemen.
Trevor Story's going to come back. Trevor Story will be back later. Well,
late. So the number, gentlemen, is the exact same number of wins they had last year. It's 78.5. Are they better than they were last year, Frank Bucco?
No.
No. So you've got him on the under and the five in the division.
Yes, sir.
Jason.
Same. This team might be better than we think it is. The offense isn't awful. I just don't think it's great. And a lot of these guys that – are good, are hurt right now with, you know, you're looking at Brian Bayo is banged up. Whitlock is banged up. Trevor Story, he's not – if he comes back in September, like, who cares? they brought in Mondesi. I don't know what that means.
Costas will draft him.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. So, yeah, under and last place.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. I know what it means. It means that this team isn't going to be good.
And the thing is, they went out and signed Kenley Jansen. You have to perform to get to that guy.
It's a luxury.
Otherwise, it's a luxury he's that going this team... to sit there in the bullpen and rot.
Yep. So this division is all over the place, actually. We do agree, all three of us, that the Blue Jays are winning the division. After that, everything changes. Frank's got the Orioles second, Yankees third, Rays fourth, Red Sox fifth. Jason's got the Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Red Sox, and I have it the same way. For what it's worth, Ben has Yankees, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays, Orioles.
Wow. Okay, Ben.
All right, Ben.
We will go to the AL Central. The Cleveland Guardians won 92 games last year, gentlemen. They went out and signed Josh Bell, which I thought was pretty surprising. They have a couple of question marks. What is Oscar Gonzalez going to be? What is Bo Naylor behind the plate with Mike Zunino? But, like, they're a good team. They're probably going to win the division again this year. I've got them winning the division. The over-under is a surprising number, though. Frank, they won 92 last year. Over or under, 86.5.
Over.
Wow.
Over. And do you have them winning the division?
Yes.
All right. Big love for the Guardians. Well, Jason?
Okay.
Do you love them too, Jason?
I don't love them. I like them. I do think they'll finish first, and I'll take the over, but I don't think they'll win 90 games. I think this is going to be just a terrible division. I think this is going to be one of the worst divisions in baseball.
You think the Guardians can win 88 and win the division, but nobody's going to be good here?
Yeah, I think they're going to be clumped together because I think the bottom teams – had the ability to maybe take a step forward, and these top teams have the ability to take a step back. So there's going to be some meat in the middle going on, I think. So, I could see like an 89-win season and then winning the division.
It wasn't that long ago that we were describing the NL Central in this type of way. Like, we have no idea who can win this division. And if the Guardians take a step back and one of those bottom teams do take a step forward like you're talking about, well, then we are right back in that situation where we've got four teams that can dogfight for the division. Frank, you were going to talk a bit more about the Guardians and why you love them so much. So what is it that you love about them?
Tristan McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really hoping for a duplicate season from Jimenez.
Mm-hmm.
Rosario, solid. The back end of that bullpen is ridiculous.
That's true.
I mean, with Trevor Stephan, Karinchak, Class A, I mean, you got to pitch what?
That's six innings. That's six innings to get there.
I know, my math is terrible. You got to pitch six innings. If you can't get six innings out of Shane Bieber, McKenzie, and I honestly don't know who else is pitching there, but Cal Quantrill.
Yeah.
Cal Quantrill.
Quantrill, Bieber, McKenzie, and then it's Plesac and Savali, I think, is the four or five now.
Yeah.
That's not great. It's not great, but we do know that Cleveland can create pitchers like that. So
yes.
I know Espino was their top dude and he's hurt. So that's not going to be a thing. But again, they create pitchers out of nothing. They created Corey Kluber out of nothing. They created Cliff Lee out of essentially nothing. Before that, it was CeCe Sabathia this organization creates pitchers. I'm okay with them having a questionable 4-5 that could go from being a guy you stream to a dude that you have to own by season's end.
Yeah.
Charles Nagy.
I'll give him the over on the 86.5. I probably have him winning 92 games and winning the division comfortably. but not a runaway. If they win it by six games, that's fine. Yeah. It'll bring us to the White Sox, the only other team to finish at 500 or above last year. They were at 500 exactly, 81-81.
Yay!
Yeah, yay! This team is a mess. They brought in Andrew Benintendi. They brought in Andrew Benintendi and like Mike Clevenger. So they still don't have a full outfield. They're gonna have to either play Gavin Sheets or a rookie Oscar Colas in the outfield. I don't know. But the number moved up, and it's 83.5, Jason. And you've made this face as I'm talking about the White Sox. So yeah, 83.5.
Yeah, because I think is I don't even think they're going to finish second. I think they'll finish third.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to finish third. You said it right. This team's a mess. Liam Hendricks, we don't know if or when he's going to pitch this year. Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez are made of glass. One wrong step in the route for the year. Like, there's just so many things, so many variables for this team to go wrong. I think there's more ways for this team to go wrong than for it to go right. So I'm gonna take the under. I think this team is on a downslide here.
Where do you have them finishing then?
Third. I have them third. Right.
Frank, Jason has no belief in the White Sox. You were touting Lou Bob there while we were talking about him. Are you liking this team?
No, I like Dylan Cease, period, end of story. And we should all know that by now. I don't see them winning that many games. I'm going to take the under, but I also don't see them finishing. I see them finishing second.
Second.
Because that division is horrendous.
Okay, so you must not like this next team. Oh, for the record, I also have them finishing under 83.5, but I have them finishing third. And they could fall hard here.
They could.
They could fall real hard here. If Cease takes a step back or something happens to him, the pitching staff is not a guarantee. Lance Lynn, Giolito, Michael Kopech, and who am I missing?
Clevenger.
Yes. So there you go. That's the rotation. If something happens to Dylan Cease, whatever it is. No, but I mean, I'm not sold on this team yet. And they just lost Jose Abreu to free agency, which does give Andrew Vaughn his natural position at first base. But you are not going to sit here and tell me that Andrew Vaughn will replace Jose Abreu in that lineup. That is just not going to be a thing.
No.
They have a rookie manager. I don't like it.
Everything screams of like this is going to sort of reset again.
Grandal's going to have a bounce back season.
Yeah, and then probably get traded. Because he's on his walk year or next year's his walk year, like one of those 2 years. Moncada's probably going to go because that's busted at this point.
Yeah.
Like we could all agree that Yoan Moncada is a busted prospect, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like there's going to be a retooling here. It might not be a full on rebuild, but there's going to be some pieces moving here. Yeah. Give me the under. That brings us to the Twins that I guess Frank isn't a fan of because he doesn't like Correa. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay.
They play well, in a terrible ballpark.
Okay. So you've got them finishing third, I'd imagine. It's the exact same number as the White Sox, guys. It's 83.5. So this is kind of a coin flip as whether or not you've got them finishing over the White Sox or not.
Okay.
Frank, I'm going to assume that you don't. The same number is 83.5.
No, I don't. I have them finishing under.
And third, then.
Who the fuck is pitching there besides Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan?
Tyler Molly's a nice sleeper I'm starting to warm up to. Sonny Gray is a dude who will probably pitch his way into a trade so that they can free up a spot for one of their young kids.
Bailey Ober?
Yeah, that's probably the dude. Jason, I know you like the Twins.
I do. I don't love this pitching staff, but I think it's good enough. And the combination of Duran and Jorge Lopez at the bottom, at the back end of the rotation, the bullpen, I think is really good. This bullpen is pretty good, and I like this lineup. I do like this lineup. I like Jose Miranda. If if we assume that Buxton can finally stay healthy and have a full season, like, he's one of the best players on the planet. I don't know if we can assume that, but even if he plays 120 games, like, there are going to be 120 really good games. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have them finishing second. I have the over. And I could see if they make some moves during the season and, you know, make some trades to bolster that pitching staff, I could see them sticking past the Guardians.
It's not impossible. I could see it as well. Here's how I look at it. Is the pitching staff better than the White Sox? At the top, the answer is no, because Cease and Giolito both have the upside of showing us that they could be Cy Young candidates. We haven't seen any of that out of these five guys. But after Cease and Giolito, I think I take all of the Twins pitchers, including Kenta Maeda coming off of Tommy John surgery 18 months ago. Like, he's at the same point in his recovery that Justin Verlander was in his recovery.
Yeah.
So if we believed that Verlander was healthy, we can believe that Maeda's healthy, and we've seen Maeda do some stuff. So I'll take all five of those guys after the two on the White Sox, which to me says that the Twins have a better, I don't know, overall staff?
Aggregate?
Yeah, I like the Twins' bullpen better. I definitely like the Twins' bullpen better, not especially without Hendricks there now.
Yeah.
If I look around the infield, it's probably negligible. Other than Correa and Tim Anderson, is there an infielder on either of those teams you have to go out of your way and own? The answer is no. The answer is no. Your answers are Andrew Vaughn or Jose Miranda. Right.
And I think Miranda could be there. He's not there yet, sure. But I think he could get there. Yeah.
And you could make the argument that Andrew Vaughn needs to be there too. Yeah. Right? You could make that argument. Blanco, that's it.
Yeah.
The outfields are a mess because of Buxton and Eloy and Lou Bob. Andrew Benintendi and whatever else the Twins are gonna throw out there, because right now it's Gallo.
Joey Gallo.
Gross.
Alex Kirilloff's hurt.
Yeah, I'm not sold on either of these teams. And I can understand somebody taking – I can understand both of these teams going under. I can understand both of these teams going over. I'm just going to take the team that seems to be on the rise right now, and that's the Twins. So I'll take them in the over and them to finish second. But this could be within a game of each other.
Right. Yeah.
Which will bring us to the other argument we're going to have in this division. It's between the other two teams in this division.
Oh, Lord.
They finished within one game of each other. 66 wins for this team. It's the Detroit Tigers. Javi Baez is still there. Austin Meadows is coming back from injury. They went out and got Michael Lorenzen for the rotation. But there's a lot of young kids. Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter are the young bats. The pitching is gross, absolutely all of it, from the rotation to the bullpen. It is disgusting, and there is not a thing of worth there. Jason Ashby, tell me all you want about Eduardo Rodriguez and how 68.5 is their over-under.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not good. Both these two teams are – but, like, they could make some steps. They could, like – you know, they're not going to contend. They're not going to compete. And they're probably still at least 2 or 3 years away. But you mentioned Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson. Like, those are three guys you can build around.
They don't pitch.
Right.
This pitching is pretty gross. Look, Matt Manning, you can build around.
Are you really going to tell me Matt Manning right now? Are you going to tell me about Spencer Turnbull next?
No, but Casey Mize and Terry Skubal
are guys
for the future. Look.
Gross, this year. 68.5.
They're going to finish last. It's going to be under. I get it. But I think there is a path forward for this team.
Okay.
Especially with the White Sox on the decline. I think there's a path forward for this team, but they'll finish last, and I'll take the under.
Okay. I'm glad I'm with you on that. I'm glad I was able to get that out of you. This team's awful. It's awful. Every single pitching prospect they've brought up has busted. Every one of them. Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal, Matt Manning. There were like two others that they brought up and just flopped. It's an organizational problem. Frank, 68.5 over under.
Just put me in the same as you guys. They're awful, and I don't even want to talk about it. Like, it's that bad.
All right. That'll bring us to the Royals, who finished one game under the Tigers last year at 65. Mm. But their over-under is one game over the Tigers. It's 69.5. And much like the Twins and White Sox here, you can see how the Royals build is coming, and it's coming quicker. Right, Jason?
I think so. And it's interesting what they did do. Like, they brought back Dad Greinke. They brought in Jordan Lyles. They brought in Ryan Yarbrough. So, like, they brought in some, like, veteran horses to, like, anchor this staff of young kids, which I find interesting because that says to me that they believe in this team, that they're ready to take a step forward. And Aroldis Chapman, too, for whatever that means.
Gross.
Yeah. This lineup is very top heavy. I think we talked about that on previous shows. They will finish fourth. What was the number?
69.5.
Yeah, like maybe they'll win 70 games. So I'll take the over.
Over and fourth. I have it the same way for like just for rooting interest. Like, I want to see the Royals do better.
Yeah.
Frank, you love you some Bobby Witt, right?
I love me some Bobby Witt. I love me some Brady Singer. I love me some fucking dope Bulldozer. Just for shits and giggles. I mean, Salvador Perez is still a guy. He's probably going to regress, but he's still a guy who hits bombs. Vinny Pascantino's
still got a bunch of young kids coming.
Vinny Pascantino's going to be good.
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah, I mean,
so 69.5, Frank, over or under?
Over
and fourth. Yeah, we're all the same way here. We all have them over and finishing fourth. Ben, for what it's worth, has them regressing and the Tigers succeeding. So I can understand the argument. He's got the over for the Tigers finishing fourth and the Royals finishing fifth. But the other interesting one, he has the under for the Guardians, who finished second. Oh. To the White Sox, who succeed and finish first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the AL West. Last one, wrapping it up here. 106-win Houston Astros last year went out and added Jose Abreu as a bat, but lost Justin Verlander as a pitcher. So the numbers come down a little bit. It is 95.5. Frank?
Over.
And are they winning the division?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I tend to agree. Ben only had them under 95.5, but they're still winning the division. Jason, I know this division particularly you have interest in loving the team that we're going to talk about next. So how much does that love impact the Astros?
Yeah, the Astros are definitely finishing first. I don't think that's really a question. The depth on this team kind of worries me. The bench isn't as strong, I think, as it used to be. There's a lot of aging guys in this lineup. We talked about Jose Abreu, Michael Brantley, Martin Maldonado. Even Altuve is starting to get up there in age. So, like, there's reasons to be concerned, but not yet. So I'll take the over. I don't think they'll repeat another 100-win season, but I think, you know, a 96-97-win season is still possible.
Okay. So they are going to take a slight step back, but still win the division easily. Yep. Well, that'll bring us to your Mariners here. And they won 90 games last year. They've done all of the things like bringing in Teoscar Hernandez and Colton Wong. Their questions I have this year are George Kirby.
Yeah.
Emerson Hancock, if he's going to come up and be their five at some point, and Jared Kelnick has to do something, right?
Yes. something.
So Jason,
not
the number,
all the time.
Yeah, the number here is 87.5, Jason. Over or under?
What did they win last year?
They won 90 last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see them doing that again. I like this team. I like Scott Service as a manager. I think he's doing a great job for Seattle. And this team hasn't gotten worse. If anything, I think it's gotten better with Teoscar Hernandez. Look, look, A.J. Pollock is something. Could Kelenic, take a step forward? He's been hot this spring. I know we've seen it before. This is definitely a make or break year for him. Like you said, he has to do something. So I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to say that, that they're going to do well. I like this team. Let have them finish second. Push for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Frank, do you love the Mariners as much as Jason does?
I do. I do like the Mariners. I specifically like their pitching staff. Kirby, Gilbert, Robbie Ray, as much as I can't really stand him. Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
I mean, and then insert number five.
Which right now is Marco Gonzalez, but Marco Emerson Gonzalez. Hancock is the last of the prospects to come up. He's going to be the guy. Yes.
Over second place.
Love it.
Yeah.
I don't have them going over 87.5.
Okay.
And the reason I don't have them going over 87.5 is because the other teams in this division I think are going to improve, which has to eat away at both the 95.5 for the Astros and the 87.5 for the Mariners. So if I believe that the Astros are going to be slightly worse because everyone in the division is going to be slightly better, then they're still going to go over 95, but I don't know that I can hold on to 88 wins for the Mariners to pay. So I'll take the under, but they're still going to finish second. That will bring us to the team that finished third in the division last year. Do you guys know who finished third in the division last year?
Well, sure as hell wasn't the Athletics.
it was the Angels, wasn't it?
It was the Angels. They won 73 games last year. Now, they went out and they got a whole bunch of pitching and Brandon Drury, Gio Urshela, Hunter Renfroe, Carlos Estevez, Tyler Anderson. They've got – who are they playing at shortstop and who are they – like, is this Logan Ohapi kid going to be the truth? I don't know.
Is it going to be Renfro?
It could be him too at shortstop. Yeah. Frank, here's the question. Are they going to finish over 500? It's 81.5.
No.
Under. Where do you have them finishing?
This is tough.
Right?
This is really hard.
I think these – we'll talk about the next team. I think these two teams are going to be the toughest of all.
Who's the other team there?
The Rangers and the A's we've yet to talk about.
Oh, no. Okay. Thank you. The Angels are going to finish fourth. In that division, and they're not going to win. I'm going to go with the under.
All right. So, Jason, where are you at with this team? A bounce back from Rendon, a healthy Ohtani and Trout, apparently. All the additions, all the lefties in the rotation, and Charlie Sheen in the bullpen. What do you got?
Wow.
Can they be tied? Because I'm to me these two teams are to me the toughest to navigate. What's the over under?
81.5.
Oh, I believe in the Angels. I think they'll finish third. And slightly over 500.
All right. The Angels go over 500 and fight for a wild card. Well, then that brings us to those Texas Rangers who won 68 games last year. And the number is much better than that. after all, they went out and got DeGrom and Haney and Eovaldi and Odorizzi. And like, this was the pitching year. They did this once before. They went out and got like the Semien and the Seager the 1 year. And now they went, and they even traded for Nate Lowe that year too, by the way. Yeah. And then now this is all the pitching year. So are they going to take this step forward? Frank, I'm back to you on this one, man.
Yes, sir.
The Angels were 81 and a half. The Rangers are 82 and a half.
I'm taking the over on that.
Okay.
And they're finishing.
And I assume you have – yeah, okay. Jason, mm-hmm. you're going to go the other way, aren't you?
I am. I could see it. I could see them taking off and challenging everybody for the division. But, again, this lineup is also very top-heavy, I think. Like, once you get past Adolis Garcia, it's Jonaheim, Robbie Grossman, Josh Young, Brad Miller, and Bubba Thompson. Like, ew. One injury to DeGrom. We know that DeGrom is made of glass. I hope that he's healthy, and I hope for a full season out of him. But at 35, I don't know what to even expect from him. Martin Perez, I don't where did that come from? And then John Gray, Nate Eovaldi, and Andrew Heaney. These are like mid-rotation guys. And their bullpen is suspect. No, I have them finishing fourth, and I'll take the under.
All right. Okay. That brings us to the last team here. And then I'll give you mine and Ben's interpretation of this division, because this is one of those divisions. I just wanted to see how you guys played this one out before I gave you ours. The A's, they won 60 games last year, and they're horrible. They're the worst team in baseball.
Worst the F's.
The number is 60 and a half.
Not even under Jordan Hill and Brad Pitt can save them.
Are you taking the under, Frank?
Yes.
And they're finishing last. Jason, yeah, same with you?
Yeah. I mean, I could see a way that they win like 62 games, but I think the safer bet is taking the under.
Okay. For what it's worth, Ben and I also both have the over, but they're for nothing else, like, okay, maybe they don't lose 102 games.
Yeah. You know,
maybe they only lose 101 games.
Exactly.
But no, this is factually the worst team in baseball. So it's not going to surprise me if they go 50 and 112. Like, it's that bad. It's that bad. For the record, I have the Astros 1, Mariners 2, Rangers 3, and the over, Angels under, and the 4, and then the A's. And Ben, always the interesting one. Astros 1 and under 95 and a half. Rangers second over 82 and a half. Angels third over 81 and a half. And the Mariners fourth under 87 and a half. He thinks their team is going to take a big step back.
Ben, no.
Yeah.
No, Benjamin.
Now, the final two questions I have to ask you guys. The last year in the major leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers won 111 games as the most in the league. The number that exists on DraftKings for will any team win more than 105 and a half games? Frank.
Yes.
Yes, a team will win that.
Yes.
Okay. Jason. 106 games and from any team and you win.
I'm gonna say no. I think there's a lot more teams that are evenly matched, so I think it's gonna be a more even spread. So no.
Okay. Now the other side of that coin: will every team win at least 57 games? It's 56 and a half. Jason Ashby.
Yes.
All right.
Even the Pirates.
Every team wins 57.
Even the Pirates.
Frank.
No.
No. He thinks that the. Who's not going to be the team that wins 57 games?
The Cincinnati Will Myers.
Cincinnati Reds. All right. I'm also going to say no, but I'm going to go with the A's, of course. And I will say that there will be a team that wins the 106 games. And I think it's going to be the Padres. I think it's going to be the Padres.
I was thinking the same thing.
Is that who you're taking for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for being here with us. This is a great, great show that always comes toward the end of the spring season. We are just, what, a week and a half away from the Bigs draft. We have the Gladiator draft to I'm releasing this Friday, so tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific for that Gladiator League. We do have one chair open currently, for what it's worth. There is one chair available. It will be filled with Ben if we cannot fill it. But Ben has made the point that he wants us to fill the league without him. So the chair is open. Who can draft Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific? Guys, thank you for being here. Frank Bucco, thank you for being with us tonight.
Of course. It's been fun.
And you got a little bit of gloating action early on in the show. When we
I did. Braves. I did, and I love it. Should I do this again? Just for everybody
just,
at home?
Just one more time. There you go. All right. Jason, we're letting them have it. Thanks, man.
Yeah. But you know what, Ben? You know what, Frank? You got to be able to show up. So let's see what happens. Let's see where we're at in July and August. Okay, that's all I got to say.
All right.
What, when you guys are going to blow a 10.5 game lead again? Okay.
We won't have a 10.5 game lead to blow this year. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for watching. If you are on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe, ring the bell so that you get notified when we go live, because those are going to start happening again soon. And when we upload new content. For those of you listening on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or any of the other dozen streaming platforms we're on, thank you so much. Share this with your league mates. Share this with your friends, or don't, because you want to get in on the action and win in DraftKings. Go ahead and get in on some of these. I would totally jump on the Padres over 93.5. Seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again for watching. Until next time, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. And it is always real fun in the Bigs. We'll see you next time.